produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Matthew's Gospel. Chapter number 28, Matthew's Gospel. It says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things." Somebody shout, "All things."
"All things.
Whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, always, even until the end of the world." Amen. The word of God for the people of God. I want to tag this portion of this message from this thought: mission possible. Mission possible. Mission possible. Not impossible, but possible. Mission possible. Have you ever thought about how God strategically took his time and made you? Have you ever just sat down long enough and cut the TV off, the cell phone on vibrate, cut the social media off, and got in your own little quiet place and thought about how God took his time to make you and I? Have you ever sat down and thought about, even beyond the forming of humans, how God strategically put a plan in place so that you and I might be saved? Not only making us, but saving us and really snatching us out of the way of hell. I talked about grace last week, and we had a good time talking about grace. But when you think about your salvation, you ought to literally think about how grace saved you where you couldn't work for what God gave you. Because the Bible says, Nate, it was a gift. And a gift is something that you cannot give yourself. In other words, it's something that is unmerited. And can I tell you for free this morning, we didn't even deserve what God gave us. Preach, Pastor. Because the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And every now and again, you ought to think about how strategic God was in the forming and planning of your life to get you to where you are right now, to allow you to know that you didn't get here on your own. But it was a divine work in you to help you to get to where you are right now. Oh, yes, I'm talking better. Y'all saying amen this morning. Yeah, you didn't make it on your own. Nobody in here made it to where they are on your own. Where you are, God brought you. What you know, God taught you. And you ought to thank God that the Lord thought enough of you and I to give us what we have right now. Most of us have more than we've ever had in our lives. And all of us can testify that we didn't start where we are right now, but we had to climb up the rough side of the mountain to get where we are right now. And thank God that we can say what we say now. Look where the Lord has brought us from. This road, Wilkinsville Road, didn't always look like this. I got some testimonies in the room of folk who had to walk to school on gravel roads down Wilkinsville Road. But look at us now. We got a paved road with some grass and lilies growing around with some fresh flower. Y'all ain't praying with me. Look where the Lord has brought us from. Those houses that we live in now, most of us can testify we didn't always grow up in a house like that. Oh, we grew up in an old shotgun house. Yeah, you walk in the front door and walk right out the back at the same time. Y'all ain't praying with me here. Look where God has brought us from. We ought to remember, church, what God has done for us. In remembering what God has done for us, that ought to leave us with a sense of appreciation to suggest that God has been real good to us. And if God has been real good to us, then we ought to reach back and help somebody else to come into the knowledge of who God is. Now, I've come to the realization that if the church, that's you and I, come on, lay your hands on yourself. Say, that's me. That's me. If the church ever gets serious about its mission, there will be minimal to no misery and madness amongst the masses. I'm afraid that we've made our churches into museums and mausoleums. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? We've taken something that was designed to be a movement, and now it has become a museum and will eventually become a mausoleum for dead saints if we don't become alive and do what God has called us to do. We come in here and we want to sit here and be entertained, and we want to come in and get a quick little shout and a quick little word and go back home, pay our tithe, and we don't want to do nothing else. But church, we have a responsibility to take care of God's house and to save somebody's soul. Do you hear what I'm saying? Most of the time we ignore this, what is called the Great Commission, and it becomes the Great Omission because we say that's the pastor's job. Is my mic on? But that ain't the pastor's job, because last time I checked, sheep begat sheep. Y'all won't say amen this morning. Yeah, that means on our jobs, we got to be witnessing warriors to the truth of God's word so that somebody want to ask you what church you go to. Do I have a witness here? But we raise so much hell Monday through Friday that people don't even know we go to church. Y'all ain't praying with me here. Amen. But we got to remember that Jesus left on record for us to go ye therefore and get all those folk who are unsaved and allow them to have a sense of who Christ really is. Look at somebody and say, you got a responsibility. Jesus had just been resurrected from the dead, and he was about to ascend back to heaven. But before he left earth, watch this, listen clearly, church. Jesus issued what has come to be known as the Great Commission. Now, a commission is an authoritative demand or a directive. When Jesus spoke these words directly to us and indirectly, he was giving the church her marching orders. He was telling us exactly what he expected from us to do in his physical absence. The disciples took the Lord's command seriously. They went into the world, and watch this, they were unbiased in sharing the word of God to everybody that they came in contact with. They went into the world and shared the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and thousands, let the church shout thousands, thousands were saved by the grace of God. You do know that the word of God has the power to save souls. That's why you and I are sitting up in here, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. It takes somebody sharing the gospel that will allow dead men who are in their sins to come alive in Jesus Christ. Their message was so powerful, brothers and sisters, and their witness was so effective that their critics accused them of turning the world upside down. And don't you know, you and I have been commissioned, given a directive by Jesus Christ to turn the world upside down. That was then, but the same is true for us now. What was given as the Great Commission has turned over to the Great Omission. When somebody is omitted, it means that it is left out or left undone or neglected. Instead of taking the gospel to the ends of the earth, as the Lord commanded and directed us to do, the modern church won't even take the gospel to the end of the corner. Do you hear what I'm saying? Consider the following. And these are statistics given by the Barner Group that compiles all type of data from churches all across the world. Consider the following. 95% of all Christians have never won a soul to Jesus Christ. I'm going to let that soak in like Bengay until you get a burning sensation. 95%. 80% of all Christians do not constantly witness for Jesus Christ on a daily basis. Less than 2% are involved in the ministry of witnessing and telling somebody about Jesus and even bringing souls to Christ. 71% don't even care about church and or their responsibility given by Jesus Christ. These statistics are true for many of our churches across the United States of America. We are satisfied with just the status quo. But we are not motivated to see others come to Christ, and then we turn around and complain about the crime rate in our cities. That don't even make no sense. How can you complain about little Johnny and them breaking in your house and you won't share Jesus with them when they're not breaking in your house? We literally say, oh, I got mine and they're going to have to get theirs. Not so. Because all of us have a responsibility and a calling to save somebody's soul. It is not the pastor's job to go and get people and save their souls. Sheep. Beget sheep. In other words, sheep's supposed to go get other sheep and bring them to Jesus Christ. Not the pastor. So you go fishing. Let me help somebody today. It's y'all job to go fishing, but when you bring them in, it's my job to clean them. So many times we get it mixed up because we want to clean fish in water instead of getting them out the water and then bringing them to the house of God and cleaning them up. y'all understand that when folk come to Christ and they are babes in Christ, sometimes you're going to see some stuff that you ain't used to seeing. But you got to remember, you ain't always been where you are neither. Boy, I wish I had some witnessing warriors here. Most folk get saved for 20, 30 years and they forgot what they used to do. They get super saved on us and they forget how they used to dance all night long. They forget how they used to have to put them out the club. Y'all ain't praying with me. Last call for alcohol. Y'all won't say nothing here. Don't you go to reminiscing on me this morning. Forget about it. How they used to tip and slip, slide and glide. Y'all ain't praying with me here. Some of us can testify that we had to go out some back doors. Y'all ain't praying. Somebody said windows too. I got a witness in here somewhere. We forget about how God saved us. And we forget about the responsibility that God has given us. But all of us got a calling. Every one of us got a calling. And your calling is not to sit up in church and go to sleep. Your calling is not to sit in church and think about how many bills you got and then write out your bill so that when you get out of church, y'all didn't know I knew that, did you? You use the program for your bill. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That is not the reason why we come to this place. We come to the house of God to get motivated to go out into the world and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if my light shine, I don't even have to open my mouth. But somebody be attracted to me and want to know what kind of Jesus that I serve. Well. While the church has pulled the covers of complacency and apathy over her and have fallen into a deep sleep of self-satisfaction and comfort, there are people wandering around purposeless who need to know who Jesus is. You want to minimize crime? Start telling some folk about Jesus Christ. You want to minimize these break-ins and these shootings and these killings? You want to see young men pull their pants up over their tail? Start witnessing about Jesus Christ. You want to see these girls stop being promiscuous and letting everybody take a turn? Start witnessing about Jesus Christ. I'm in the text. The Bible says, and teaching them to observe all things. You can't teach them until you witness to them first. Amen. As Christians, we've been commanded, let the church out, commanded to win as many souls as we possibly can for the glory of Jesus Christ. Well, listen, three things that beg to be preached in the text. Number one, if we're going to make the church's mission possible, not impossible, because the mission is still possible, we have to, number one, follow the mandate. That the church shall follow the mandate. Now, the mandate of the Great Commission is simply found in one word, and that one word is called go. Let the church shall go. Now, this is a word of action. This is not a passive word, but this word suggests that we cannot go if we are still sitting still. We cannot go if we stay where we are. We cannot go if we do not make a move and stay motivated. This verb literally means as you go, and as we pass through this world, we have to carry the gospel message of Jesus Christ to everyone that we meet along the way. But we got to make sure that the mandate is tied in to our lifestyle. Matthew 5:13-16 says that we are the salt of the earth. And like salt, our lives should create a thirsting in people to want to come to know the Lord. Not only does it involve our lifestyle, but it also involves our lip service. We are told to teach. That word has the idea of making disciples. What is a disciple, Pastor? A disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ. We are to live the right kind of life, but we are also told to share our faith. We ought to tell a lost generation what Jesus has done in our lives. But a lot of times we don't want nobody to know what we've been through. We don't want nobody to know that we were the scum of the earth at one point. We don't want nobody to know that we used to shuck and jive at one point of our life. We want folk to think that we've always had it all together. But somebody needs to go to the street corner and tell the drug user, I used to abuse too, but if you give God your life, he'll turn it around. Somebody need to go to the drunk and tell him, listen, I used to hit the bottle too. Jack was the thing, and I had to have a fifth. Y'all ain't praying with me here. In order to wake up in the morning, I had to have a fifth. In order to eat lunch, I had to have a fifth. In order to lay down, and you need to tell somebody that Jesus changed my life. And somebody ought to know, if Jesus can change you, he can change anybody. Church, we ought not be ashamed to own what God has done for us. Church, we ought not be ashamed to witness to everybody we come into contact with. Church, we ought not be ashamed to tell our testimony. Because all have sinned. Not y'all, but all. Not them, but everybody. If you ain't do it, you thought about doing it. And that's still a sin. Y'all won't pray with Pastor. Just because you haven't did it don't mean that you are in the clear. The Bible says if you think it, it's a sin. And then some folk, they get so bold because they ain't been caught yet. Y'all won't say nothing to me. We're quick to shine a light on other people's downfall. Y'all know I'm right about it. Child, did you hear? They did X, Y, and Z, but what have you done? Y'all ain't praying with me here. Amen. Amen. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so our approach should be to build up one another and then go out and build them up and compel them to come to know Christ. But you know why they won't come? Because we can't get it together in here. I'm preaching, Ben, y'all saying something this morning. We bickering and fussing and fighting and disrespecting and talking about one another up in the church. At least I can go out and hang on the street corner and everybody have joy and pass the bottle. Y'all ain't praying with me here. Can I talk to some real folk here? See, this ain't no sugarcoating gospel. You gotta have the real thing. What they say, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Amen. We're used to having sugary gospels. And nobody has changed. Everybody's still going the same way. We still lying on each other, talking about one another, backbiting, backstabbing. We don't want to see each other elevate. We disrespecting one another. We're just going wild. But now is the time for us to get it right. Because guess what? Can I tell you a secret? Jesus is on his way back. And if you don't want to die and go to hell, we better get it right. Amen, somebody. Amen. Because the Bible says, last time I read it, Sandra, it's in my Bible, it's in yours if you ain't torn it out by now. The Bible says that he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. That means we got to iron out some stuff. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We got to make sure that we get rid of all of our boastful mentalities and I'm bigger than you and I'm better than you because I've been here all my life. It don't matter if you've been here 120 years. Listen, God ain't paying attention to none of that. That's why churches are going down right now. Because we're bickering and fussing over tenure, but nobody is doing any teaching out in the world. You think Jesus care about how long we've been here? No! He gonna pull the record and say, how many souls have you saved since you've been here? Amen. It's a sad dog that won't wag his own tail. And you gotta understand, we gotta understand, church, that we have to be happy about where we are. Because where we are is so much better than a whole lot of other places. Boy, I thought I'd had a few more amens than that. Amen, church. Sometimes we got to get enthusiastic about where God has planted us. Because if we don't get happy with where we are ourselves, won't nobody else get happy. Amen. We have to have a sense of commitment and determination that, listen, I'm not going to allow my church to die. It's all of our responsibility. Everybody who's on roll to make sure that God's house is run correctly. All of our responsibility to make sure we're doing everything that the Lord has called us to do as it relates to a church body. Amen. It's all of our responsibility. We got to remember, church, that he is taking record. Jesus is taking record. And all of us have to stand before the judgment one day. Got a question this morning. When you stand before the Lord, what would the Lord have to say about you? I think about that often. That's the right word to say. Have mercy, Lord. Will he be pleased with you suggesting that you did what he commanded? Or will you have to bow your head in shame? Because you omitted the directive that Jesus gave. We got to follow the mandate, y'all. Our duty is to talk Jesus up everywhere we go. If the Lord God saved us to keep us out of hell, we got to share the gospel with everybody else so that we can make a difference in our city, states, and society. If he had just saved us to worship and praise him, then he would have taken us straight home to glory. But he saved us so that we can have a story to tell. He didn't leave us here just because we have been so good. No. He saved us to use us in this world as his tools of ministry for lost souls. Can I tell you, church, we are not a hotel for saints. This ain't the Marriott. This ain't the Hilton. But this is a hospital for sinners saved by grace. This is a place where we should be able to come broken and abused and find refuge and leave differently from where we came. This is a place where we ought to leave feeling loved instead of feeling disrespected. This is a place where we ought to be unbiased on whether who got on what, who looked like what, who smelled like what. We ought to embrace everybody that come through those doors. And I'm trying to give us the remedy this morning for soul winning, because St. Mark, we got to stop being so passive and start going out winning souls for Jesus Christ so that God can be pleased with us. It's not one person's job. It's everybody's job. If you got to go pick them up and bring them, you be the church bus. God will bless your life. God will bless your pockets. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Amen. Anytime we do what God tells us to do, he commands the blessings to overshadow and overtake our lives. It's more than what we're doing right now. We got to be serious, church. We got to be committed. We got to be dedicated to making sure that this local assembly keeps on rolling. We got to follow the mandate. But secondly, we got to flow with the message. Got to flow with the message. What is the message? The message is Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Came and tabernacled here for 33 long years. Went to Calvary, died on a cross for us. Literally took our place, because that should have been us hanging on the cross. But he took our place because God loved us so much that he did not want to see us perish. Died and rose again. That's the story. Jesus was born. He did ministry. He died, but he rose again. That's simple, ain't it? That's real. You don't have to be a Bible scholar. You don't have to go through seminary and get a doctoral degree to witness to people. All you got to tell them is Jesus was born. He did ministry. He died, but that ain't the end of the story. Early Sunday morning. I thought I was in the Baptist church. Early Sunday morning, he died. But he got up on Sunday morning. You got to tell folk that the gospel is consumed with the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus came into this world to make the gospel a reality. He came into this world to die on a cross, rise from the dead, and open a way of eternal salvation for all of those who would come into the contact of who he is. Our message is not a message about our church's traditions or our denominational wars. It's not about the name of the church. As a matter of fact, if we're going to wear the name Missionary Baptist Church, we got to start doing some missions. Because that's where Missionary Baptist came from. If we're not doing mission, we ought to take that off the name of the church. I know some of y'all don't like that. I'll hear about it later. But it's the truth. We are named Missionary Baptist because we are supposed to be doing mission work. Amen, Pastor. We got to put it into high gear, and we got to make sure we flow with the message. Don't put yourself in the message. You tell them what Jesus did. He came. He lived. He died. But on the third day, he rose again. Our message is a simple message. It's a message of hope for the hurting. It's a message of life for those who are dead in their transgression. It's a message of peace for those who are tormented. And Romans 1:16 says, our message is called the gospel, and it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. It's a message that every person in the world needs to hear. It is a message that is universal in its application. It is a message that has the potential to change every life and every eternity that falls under its power. Our message is John 3:16. If you don't know that, for God so loved the world. You ought to get happy right there, because you are a part of the world. For God, that's good gravy, as grandmama used to say. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It was a gift, y'all. We didn't deserve the gift, but he looked beyond our fault and he saw our need. And now we are called children of God because he sent his only begotten son to die in our place. Gotta flow with the message. I'm done. We gotta follow the mandate. Let church out follow the mandate. Secondly, we gotta flow with the message. Not only must we follow the mandate, it flow with the message. Thirdly and finally, we out of here. We have to follow the mentor. Let church out follow the mentor. It's right there in verse number 20. Put that on the screen if y'all will. Verse number 20, it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Y'all see that there? And once you teach them to observe all things what the Lord has commanded unto you, he says, and lo, I'll be with you. Always. I'm with you. I'm right there. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to second guess it. I'm right there. You don't have to be afraid. I am with you. Always. I'll never leave you. That's a promise, y'all. Nor would I forsake. I am with you. Somebody ought to thank God right there that the Lord will never leave. He said, I am with you. Even until the end of the world. Wow, what a promise. What a proclamation, brothers and sisters, that we have from Jesus Christ, that we don't have to go at this thing alone, but we can always remember as we do what God has called us to do, he'll be right there with us. We don't have to second guess it. We don't have to fear. We don't have to even know what to do. He's already given us the tool. All we got to do is go and know that God is with us. Jesus doesn't send us into this lost world without any resources. He doesn't expect us to accomplish this great commission in our own power. That's why he said, and lo, I am with you. Because he wants us to be reassured that first of all, we have his presence. Not only do we have his presence, but we have his power. We have the power to make this mission possible on a daily basis. I'm done, but I need to tell somebody, we got to get off our seats of do nothing and make this thing happen, because Jesus is soon to return. I need to tell you, don't wait too late to get your business straight. But make sure you handle your business right now. Have I got a witness here? And I got to leave you, but I want to encourage somebody in the room and tell them that we got to be mission-minded so that God can bless us real good. All along, the reason why we're not blessed on another level is because we've omitted what God has called us to do. But somebody here, after hearing this message today, you ought to have a rejuvenated heart and say, Pastor, I'm going to do my part and I'm going to share the gospel. Ooh, yeah. And I don't know about you, but I got to hold up the bloodstained banner, because I know that Jesus has given me everything that I need in order to make it. Have I got one witness here? And we got to understand that we got to do our job so that the Lord won't fire us. Have I got a witness here? You don't want the Lord to write you off, and you don't want the Lord to turn you over to a reprobated mindset. Have I got a witness? Because when he turns you over to a reprobated mindset, he literally turns away from you and lets you operate on your own. Have I got a witness here? But I, Lord have mercy, I need somebody to shout back at me this morning and say, Pastor, I don't want the Lord to turn his back on me. I need him every day. I don't want the Lord to turn away from me, because I cannot make it without the Lord. Somebody help. No, you need the Lord. Somebody here, know that God will give you what you need in order to make it. Somebody here, know you didn't make it where you are on your own. But the reason that you got the job you got, that you got the retirement you got, that you got the Social Security you got, is all, Lord have mercy, is all because of the Lord. And when I think about how far God has brought me from, I don't even have to be at 3220 Wilkinsville Road, but I can be wherever I am, and I'll serve the Lord with my whole heart. I'll give it to him, and you know what I say, Lord, here I am, Lord, here I am, oh, Lord. Is that anybody's proclamation this morning? Do you want the Lord to use you? Do you want the Lord to use you? Shout, Lord, Lord, here I am. If God uses you, he'll take you higher. Won't he do it? If God uses you, he'll lift your heavy burden. If God uses you, he'll make your enemy leave you alone. If God uses you, he'll put money in your pocket, clothes on your back, shoes on your feet. He'll make a way. Won't he do it? One question here. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Have you tried him? Y'all act like y'all don't know him. Have you tried him? Won't he work it out? Shout yeah! Shout yeah! Ah! Ain't he all right? Won't he do it? If you know he will, shout yeah! That God been good
to you. Can you testify that God made a way for you? Can you testify that God put food on your table? Yes! Yes! Ah, yes! Ah, yes! I'll not be the only one happy, but if you know God has made a way for you, show some sign. If you can't say a word, wave your hand. Tell them thank you. Tell them thank you.
Spread them all around. Now if you lie or cheat, don't leave. Cheater saves. Cheater saves. Maybe you need to go and get a friend. Go and grab a name. Tell him that he saves. Cheater saves. I'ma say it again. If you're alive, maybe vanity, maybe vanity. Cheetah saves. Cheetah saves. Oh, go out and get a friend. Pick up a neighbor. The word out on the street is that he saves. Cheetah saves. From the gunboats to the utmost.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.